You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com's Blue Jays beat reporter, Gregor Chisholm. Gregor, the one area that still seems to be a little unsettled for this Blue Jays club is the bullpen, and particularly the back end of the bullpen. We've recently seen an interesting name come out, and it kind of fits extra well in this off-season of Canada for the Blue Jays. Do you see John Axford as a fit for this club?
Yeah, I think he is a possibility for the Jays. He's someone who said earlier this week that the two sides have been in touch. There hasn't been any formal offer yet, and I think for the most part, John Axford is really kind of waiting around for some teams to really express interest in him. Some teams reached out to him prior to the winter meetings around that time, but he said he admitted for the last month or so it's been pretty quiet. So I think he's waiting for that to kind of resurface again. And the Blue Jays are probably going to be one of those teams. They're going to have to see where that market goes because they still need at least one legitimate arm at the back end of the bullpen. They still probably need two. A budget's obviously a concern with all that, but, Axford's probably going to be available on a relatively low-risk, low-term deal. I don't think he's someone who's going to get a lot of term on that on his contract. So he is a guy. He's been there before. I mean, the last couple of years he has struggled. He had that opportunity last year in Cleveland where he was started the year closer. I think he led the league in saves in April, and then things kind of fell apart with him a little bit just in terms of his overall command, and that's an issue he's had for a while. But, he's still a powerful arm down there. He's had the job before, and that's someone that the Blue Jays really need. They need someone with experience, need someone who's done it before. And he could eventually turn into a fit. It's just a matter of whether or not the two sides will eventually be able to come to an agreement on what a fair value on what likely would be a short-term deal is.
Is it entirely a coincidence that, as I sort of half-jokingly referred to, it has been the off-season of Canada for the Blue Jays? Or is there, I realize they're trying to win. They've got a short window. They need to win. But is it any more than coincidence, the number of guys they have brought in who are Canadian and now they're talking to Axford as well?
Yeah, it really is amazing. And there's a Baseball Canada event. They had their annual awards in Toronto earlier this week. And, when you look around the room, it's an event before. You see all the Canadian baseball players, but none of them really had too much of a connection with the Blue Jays. You'd see Alex Anthopoulos and Paul Beeston in there, and that was about it. This year was a totally different story. Just because they have brought in so many Canadians, Michael Saunders, Dalton Pompey still around, even guys on minor league deals like Jeff Francis and Andrew Albers. There really is the top-to-bottom approach. I think for the most part, especially when you're talking about guys like Michael Saunders and Russell Martin, I think it is a coincidence more than anything else. The fact that they happen to be Canadian is obviously a huge bonus to the marketing department, and I'm sure they're going to take the ball with that and just run and do whatever they can to help promote the product. But in terms of what Anthopoulos is looking at, I think for the most part that is a little bit more of a coincidence than anything else. I think the ones that probably have a little bit more to do with the fact that they're Canadian are some of the lower-level deals, like guys like Francis and Albers, those guys who have pre-existing relationships with some people in the organization, almost as a favor, they get some depth deals so that they can have a job coming in the spring. And those are guys who probably don't really factor into the major league roster, at least not at the start of the year. But in terms of Martin and Saunders, those guys, the talent obviously speaks for itself as well, and the Blues didn't take advantage of it, but I think it's more of a cherry on top than anything else.
To go back a little to the bullpen, if it's not Axford, the market is dwindling a bit. Who is still out there that they could add to this mix?
Yeah, that's a really good question because it seems like all the guys that the Jays were kind of just semi-linked to over the last couple months, they've all gone off the table, whether it's been through free agency with a guy like Gregerson or, even the recent trade this week over Oakland picking up Clifford. These are guys who, in theory, that the Blue Jays were going to be, at least take a small run at to try and improve the bullpen over the winter, and it just so far it just hasn't happened. Casey Jansen is still a guy who's out there as well, still looking for a job. And I have a hard time believing that those two sides would be reunited. But if time keeps going on and neither side is able to find a fix, there comes a point where it could be possible. You know, other guys who are out there, I mean, the numbers really are dwindling really, really fast. You know, if you get Rafael Soriano or Francisco Rodriguez. But, I mean, all these guys, the Blue Jays are only going to be looking for someone on a short-term deal, probably for enough, not a lot of money. I think for the most part they have some figures in mind. If any of those guys are willing to drop their asking prices and accept a short-term, low-risk deal as almost a way of, you know, recouping some value with the fact that the closer job would be up for grabs and maybe someone can come in a one-year deal, you know, build up some value and then head for a big payday next year. I think that's really the only thing the Blue Jays have going for them right now is that they can sell that spot, which is something that a lot of teams out there can't necessarily say because they already have ninth inning solutions. The Blue Jays don't, so that's the one added perk that they have going throughout all this.
Are there still in-house options who might step up, who might be more prominent than it would seem right now within the relief group?
The only guy would be Aaron Sanchez, and that's someone who they would like to see in the starting rotation, but they don't have anyone that is slated for relief right now who would really fit into that role. Brett Cecil, a guy who has obviously become a very reliable setup man for the Blue Jays. He was a closer in college. He's closed out a handful of games during his major league career. He could be one option. But then you run the risk of losing him in his current role that he's had now, which he's really settled into over the last couple of years. And, you know, as you know, some of those outs in the sixth, seventh, and eighth inning, a lot of times they can actually be even more valuable than what's happening in the ninth. It's just, so you really run the risk of losing him, but he could be a possibility if they really wanted to do that. Aaron Loop is another guy, similar role to Brett Cecil, who could technically do it. I do think that if the Jays come out of this without any kind of major acquisitions, I think they're not going to necessarily even like it themselves, but I think there is a possibility where you could see Aaron Sanchez down there. But, you know, that we're probably still about a month away from really knowing that for sure. I think still the effort's going to be on bringing in at least one guy to settle into that role.
Do they want to go into camp? Do they expect to go into camp knowing who their ninth inning guy is, or at least having somebody where it's his job to lose, or are they open to going in with a competition?
Yeah, that was actually something, you know, we talked to John Gibbons about at the winter meetings when he was there, and then also towards the end of last year as well, because, you know, there wasn't really, with Casey Jansen seemingly on his way out at the end of last year, there wasn't any clear-cut guys to kind of step in and fill that void. Gibbons doesn't really seem to be a huge fan of the closer by committee approach. He does like to have one guy. I don't think he necessarily is 100% adamant that it has to be someone who's done the job before, but he would like to name someone. So I think you're going to see, you know, unless they come away with a big name guy or a recognizable name over the next couple of weeks, I think what you could possibly see is a competition between a few guys, you know, especially if you know, someone like Axford doesn't come in. I think if Axford came in, I think he'd be the easy favorite. If it wasn't him, then I think, you know, the team had no choice but to probably audition guys like Cecil, Loop, and even Aaron Sanchez during the spring a little bit. And Sanchez would probably be the guy who comes away with it. But there would be some sort of audition, and there's no question that the Jays would like to have you know, one name that they can go to in most of those situations as opposed to the bullpen by committee.
One other thing I'd like to touch on, a story that has been going on for a month now. There still seems to be some question as to what's going on at the very top of the Blue Jays front office. There's still not any hard reports. Do you have any read as to whether we're getting any closer to having some sort of resolution regarding Paul Beeston's future with the franchise and maybe who his successor will be whenever that time comes, whether it's now or in the future?
Yeah, it really is kind of an amazing situation just to see how long this has dragged on now. I think today was day 34 since the original rumors came out around the time of the winter meetings that the Blue Jays were talking to other teams, other executives about finding a replacement for Beeston. The thing I take away from all this is that there's no question that there's a disconnect going on right now between Beeston and between the Blue Jays ownership because, you know, since those rumors first broke about a little over a month ago, you know, from my understanding, Beeston's been telling employees and other people close to him that he's going to be back in 2015. And then you hear reports this week that yet again that the Blue Jays have, or someone on behalf of ownership with the Blue Jays has reached out to other teams, in this case Baltimore with Van Duquette, to try and gauge interest and see if there would be a possibility of bringing him into Toronto and essentially what would be Beeston's role. While all this is going on, Beeston's in Arizona at the owners' meetings on behalf of Rogers. So it's a very convoluted situation. And, it does seem that there's, not only mystery in within the media and the fan base about what's going on, I think there's a lot of uncertainty even within that own organization as to what direction is being taken right now, and just the timeline more than anything else. I think it's pretty obvious that eventually Beeston is going to step aside, but it hasn't been a smooth transition by any means so far, because on one hand, there's a lot of people saying he'll be back in 2015. On the other hand, you have it would appear to be people who are looking to fill his position sooner rather than later. And that's rather unfortunate for a guy of Beeston stature as well. I mean, this is a guy who dates back. He's a day one employee all the way back since 1977. He had his fingerprints all over the Blue Jays' glory years in the 1990s, and since he came back for his second tenure as well, has been part of a brand rebuilding and a lot of positive things that have happened with the organization over the last couple of years as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I don't think it's going to end very cleanly. I think this is a potential situation that could still continue to drag on a little bit. And as we touched on before, it's already on day 34, so we'll just have to see just how far this actually goes.
All right. Well, Gregor Chisholm, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.